Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of the Lord from Jeremiah of days of old are just as pointed and true today as they were when they were first spoken by the prophet. The Lord says, I have paid attention and listened, but they have not spoken rightly. No man relents of his evil, saying, what have I done? Everyone turns to his own course. My people know not the just decrees of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? The wise men shall be put to shame. They shall be dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is within them? The psalmist teaches that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wise King Solomon writes, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Those who claim to be wise in this world and speak with knowledge and understanding, but who reject the Lord and his just decrees, who cling to their evil ways and claim innocence in all of their actions, are not wise at all. They are filled with folly. They are fools who despise the only one who has and who gives wisdom. This to their own great peril and eternal destruction. The text continues, from the least to the greatest, everyone is greedy for unjust gain. From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among the fallen. When I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. It is a horrible thing when people become comfortable in their sinful flesh and can no longer blush. When they have mastered the ability to silence their conscience and close their eyes to the truth, and instead listen to and learn from those who have set aside God's word and still call themselves wise. Instead of addressing sin and proclaiming Christ's cross as the answer to sin, many individuals and many churches can no longer say anything useful at all, for they have set aside the wisdom that has come from God. They are so concerned about offending anyone with the truth that they can't expose differences or point out errors or even admit that there is a universal truth. But instead, out of fear and unbelief, they declare peace and agreement where there is no peace and no agreement. What God spoke through Jeremiah came to pass in Jesus' day. When Jesus, standing on the hill outside of Jerusalem, looked over Jerusalem, he wept. When he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it and said, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Seeing they could not see, and hearing they could not hear. God had entered his creation just as he had promised to do. He had reached down his strong arm. He had bent his head low to listen to their cry for mercy. And they did not recognize the Holy One of God in their midst. So Jesus says to them, because you have not recognized the day of your visitation, the days will now come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. They will not leave one stone standing upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. This very thing happened in AD 70, when Jerusalem and the temple were besieged and destroyed by the pagan Romans. the temple would be torn down, not one stone left upon another, and it would not be built again. The one for whom the temple had been built, the one who was to be worshipped in that temple made with human hands, had come into the flesh, and they did not know the time of their visitation. Those holy men, those chief men among the people, those wise men in this world who ought to have recognized who Jesus was, they were too busy being greedy, too busy living at peace with the world, too busy making a profit, selling what God had given freely. And they missed the fulfillment of the greatest promise that God had ever made for His creation. But what about us? What about today? Have we recognized the time and day of our Lord's visitation? Or have we been too busy being greedy, thinking only of ourselves and that latest get-rich-quick scheme, so that we have forgotten about our needy neighbor, or about those who are yet to come after us and who need a faithful church to hear the Word of God? Have we gotten too comfortable in this world? So comfortable that we can no longer hear our Lord's still small voice over the roar of the multitudes? So comfortable that we can no longer speak the truth without being embarrassed by our God and His teachings? Do we even know what the Bible says and what Jesus actually teaches? There are so many different interpretations out there. What makes ours the right one? Are we interested in learning more, digging deeper into that text from God, understanding the theology that He has given, and seeing how it applies to us in our daily life? Or is it just easier to think that we know it all and we don't have any need for more instruction? Is our zeal anything like our Lord's zeal as He drove the money changers out of His house of prayer? Do we really fear the Lord and look for wisdom in His word and understanding? Or is salvation and the forgiveness of sins just a nice story? If your life was on the line, like it is for many Christians in this world today, would you still make the confession that you just made moments ago before this altar? Or would you deny your Lord to avoid death? Many in this world are still seeking to destroy Christ in His church, just as the wise and powerful men of Jesus' day. They would love to see you Christians suffer and be silenced. And if you are faithful to Christ's teaching, that day may very well come when you are silenced for your confession and for this Christian faith. But even if that day comes, Christ's church will stand. Against the very gates of hell it will stand. The devil has no power over him. It will not be destroyed as that temple made with earthly hands was destroyed. Your Lord has promised that He will be with you, that in His house of prayer He will hear your cry for mercy, and He will reach down His strong arm and save you. You may not realize it, but you have what the greatest minds in this world can't even begin to comprehend. You have what the greatest athletes on this planet can never possibly win. You have a treasure worth more than the riches of the wealthiest person or family or nation. You have a merciful and loving God who gave His life to save yours. Because He has given His life and paid the price for your sins, your reason and soul are no longer captive to the devil. You no longer have to worry about the cares of this world or be weighed down by the things of this life. What else matters when you are loved by the living and only true God, when He knows your name? Though great are sins, yet greater still is God's abundant favor. His hand of mercy never will abandon us nor waver. Our shepherd, good and true is he, who will at last his Israel free from all their sin and sorrow. Your sins are forgiven. They have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. Come then and feast on Christ's body and blood, and then go in his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.